Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. So now, beginning of Surah Al-Hadid. 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 Surah Al-Hadid. Beginning of Surah Al-Hadid. So that should go before.
Okay.
Has the names of Allah. And we're going to go over it. So we can understand the names of Allah. Now, why do we need to learn about the names of Allah?
Because they're important attributes.
They important attributes that apply in our life. Okay? So the names of beauty, the names of beauty, you're allowed to copy them or not?
Yes. Yes.
Names of beauty. Like Ar-Rahman, the forgiving,
but
that's right.
You don't have to say Al-Rahman, you don't have to say
yes.
Al-Rahman.
Yeah, but you can say Allah's Kareem and He wants you to be Kareem.
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allah is kind, He wants you to be kind.
Yes.
Allah is forgiving and He wants you to be forgiving. Anything that Allah wants you to be is a name of beauty, right? You got that part?
Yeah.
And anything that Allah doesn't want you to be is a name of grace.
Disgrace?
Disgrace.
Disgrace. No. Name of greatness.
Wait, but anything He doesn't want you to be.
Oh, any one of His names that He doesn't want you to copy is called...
Oh, I thought you meant something
yes.
that He didn't want you to like act as, like a...
No. Like what? Can you give me an example of name of greatness that Allah doesn't... Allah doesn't want you to copy?
Al-Malik.
Al-Malik? No, that one could be, you know, people could be Malik, huh?
Mutakabbir.
Al-Mutakabbir. What is Al-Mutakabbir? Hey, Asma, what's Al-Mutakabbir? Go ahead.
One who praises himself.
Oh, the one who places himself higher than everybody else. Higher than all. So you can say... He places himself higher than all. Can Allah allow you? Would Allah allow you to do this?
No.
No.
You're on earth.
No. And the name of Al-Jabbar, the mighty. Does Allah want you to be the mighty or mighty?
He wants you to be mighty, but not the mighty.
No, He doesn't want you to be mighty.
But doesn't want you to be the best.
Strong. Evil. Strong against evil.
Oh.
Strong against evil.
Mighty against evil.
Strong against evil. Okay? Now, would Allah want you to be Aziz?
I don't know what that
means. Aziz means like the... Al-Aziz means that you have a high status that nobody can upset you, okay? Or nobody can insult you. Or nobody can do injustice to you. That's Al-Aziz.
That's Al-Aziz.
That's Al-Aziz, which is the name of Allah. Okay.
Is Al-Aziz a name of beauty or greatness?
Al-Aziz is the name of greatness. Al-Aziz is a name of greatness. Today, inshallah, we're going to do Surah Al-Hadid. What is so special about Surah Al-Hadid? Okay. What is so special about Surah Al-Hadid? The name of the surah always comes. The name of the surah always comes from.
Living mechanism.
No, from something in the surahs, an important concept in the surah. Let me quiz you. So, Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow. Why, or cow? Why?
Yeah.
Why it was called cow? Huh?
Because of the story of that.
Perfect, mashallah. Because the story of the cow. So Allah wants to emphasize that story. So this is the name of the name. How about Surah Al-Imran? Al-Imran.
Which is
exactly. Because it has a mention of the family of
Imran.
How about Surah Yusuf? Of course, that's the story. Okay. How about Surah Al-Hadid? What's inside Surah Al-Hadid that is so special?
Hadid?
No.
Hadid?
No? Surat al-Hadid is Hadid, iron. So what about the iron?
Coal mining?
Iron. What about the iron that Allah wants you to appreciate?
I think it was a mining.
Maybe the smallest things that we have.
No.
They use iron for war. The vest.
Yeah, but that's something
I
good.
That was the
it
best.
Is.
I don't know.
It is. Let me tell you. The very special thing about iron, or actually just like Dina said, it's very strong metal that you can use for war. Okay. Now, there is another reason for actually the iron, calling it the iron. Because if Allah calls it the iron, because you can use it.
He's talking about somebody who's strong like iron?
No, there's no iron people or iron
man.
Now, when Allah created the universe, Allah created certain smoke. Allah created very, very small, dense body. Small, dense body. Very dense. That when it exploded, it formed the entire universe. So when it exploded, it formed a smoke. Then Allah combined these smoke atoms together to produce different material.
Is this basically the Big Bang Theory?
The Big Bang Theory, yes. And it's also mentioned in the chapter of Ad-Dukhan.
Wait, so he put something...
Actually, no, not chapter Ad-Dukhan. It's different. Go
he
ahead.
He put something in the universe and exploded and made the universe... I mean, made Earth with...
Okay. In order to combine the atoms of gas... Let me explain it to you. In order to combine the atoms of gas... This is one atom. This is another atom. In order to combine them, you have to provide energy. Okay, can you do this with a better marker?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Okay. So you have to have a strong energy to join the atoms together. You got this part?
Yeah.
And when the atoms join together, they form what? They form materials. They form rock. They form dirt. They form iron. They form aluminum. They form anything that you can think of. It's coming because from this smoke. Combining the atoms of the smoke. All right? And we call it in Arabic al-indimaj al-nawawi, which if I may translate that literally, I would say the combination of atoms. Okay? The atoms of the gas. So now you need energy. So Allah generated energy so that these atoms combine together, getting the energy from where? Huh?
From
what?
Allah?
No, from the stars. The sun or the stars?
So like light energy?
Heat energy.
Oh, yeah.
Heat energy. Okay, you got that part? So the energy, whatever it is actually, whatever energy is coming from the sun and the stars, is used to combine the atoms of the smoke together. Got that part?
So the sun basically shaped the world?
The sun, the stars, yeah. Okay? Now, the iron is very strong. You know when you break the atoms in the nuclear... like if you, for example, a nuclear bomb or whatever nuclear process, what they do is that they break the atom. So when they break the atom, the energy that was used to join the smoke atoms together, now is going to what?
Explode.
It's going to be released because you split the nucleus.
Wouldn't it be funny if somebody was eating spaghetti and then when they chew it, the atom just broke and then...
No. That breaking the atoms is something else. Okay? All right? You got this part right? Okay? So what did you get from that?
When atoms are combined together by the sun.
They need energy.
Yeah.
How about when you split them?
It explodes.
It releases the energy. Okay. So that's how the atomic bomb or the nuclear bomb work. They divide the atom. So what comes out of it, the energy that was placed initially into it, will be released. Got it?
How do they put a split atom inside of a bomb?
Uranium. Uranium is known to be...
explosive.
Is known to be, can be used, okay, to split.
Okay. So they split uranium the atom. And
then they put uranium, and then they put it into very strong, they enrich the uranium by putting it into strong cylinders that rotates very, very, very fast. Okay? So when it rotates very, very fast, all other material other than uranium
gets
out of it. And then the uranium will get more energy. Okay? And then when it splits, it releases the atoms that what was there. And this energy, look at it. You can destroy the whole world by splitting the atoms of uranium.
Splitting one atom will destroy the whole
universe. You split more than one atom. You can't just get one atom, actually. So you split depends on how much you split, the energy will become. So when they threw an atomic bomb on Hiroshima and another one on Nagasaki, when the atoms of uranium split, all the energy came out to destroy the city. It burned. it was...
But doesn't there have to be a lot of radiation around it to
spread
the...
Right. But the radiation comes from it.
Oh, so it immediately radiates once it hits the floor.
Right. So uranium by itself... The radiation comes from it because it's always constantly releasing energy. Good? Got
so
that part?
Like, if you know those, like, metals, how you said there's a lot of atoms in them, if you broke down metal, like, piece by piece, like, molded
No, you need to split the nucleus. The core,
yeah.
The nucleus, this one needs to be splitted. And this is not splitted when you...
like playing to a piece of bread.
Yeah, that doesn't split anything. Because the atoms of the bread are not stable like the atoms of uranium. Uranium atoms are not stable. Okay? So you can go in and you can...
Split
them. No, it does not slice them. It's a certain interaction that gets them to split and generate a lot of energy. You know that? You know that if you have that much uranium, like the eraser, just the eraser, this the eraser Dean.
So,
if you have that much uranium or nuclear fuel, okay, it is equal to 50,000 barrels of oil.
Wow.
It comes out of a small piece like that. That's why in nuclear power plants, all they do is just put one rod. One rod. Okay? And this one rod lasts forever. It takes forever to finish that rod.
Wait,
and
how
much uranium is equal to what?
Uranium? 50,000 barrels of oil.
Like, is it like something they use to...
Mines. It's mines.
So do they make stuff out of it, like pots, pans?
No, they only make nuclear fuel or nuclear bombs out of it.
That's smart. Okay.
Nuclear fuel to use it in the nuclear power plants to generate energy. It's the cleanest way to generate energy is using nuclear power. That's the cheapest way.
Can't you just get a treadmill and start running?
But the problem is with radiation. So we designed them to contain radiation. So,
but the more radiation there is, the more it blows up, right?
Like, did you hear about Chernobyl reactor?
Yeah. No.
Do you hear about the Three Mile Island reactors? These are situations. Chernobyl failed, so it released a lot of radiation to the environment, and it was a disaster. Three Mile Island is here in the United States, and it released, it did not release, it was a near miss. Near miss, like it was about to explode.
But
about.
So wanted to blow up a Three Mile Island? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it would release radiation. It will not blow up, it will release radiation. And releasing radiation is poisonous, like people die right away.
Did they want to like kill people there?
No, no. Something went wrong, so it's about to explode. It exploded. Like in Chernobyl, something went wrong, and the that's why the you get an explosion, and then the radiation is released to the environment.
So it could only go 3 miles with that little thing?
No, 3 Mile Island is called 3 Mile Island. That's the name of the island.
Oh.
But the radiation, it depends on how much radiation, it can really become a disaster. People die. People die because of radiation. So now...
In that case, I would be lucky to be one of those sailors.
So now, what is so special about iron? Iron needed a humongous power. The atoms of the smoke, in order for the atoms of the smoke to join together, to form iron, it needs a humongous power. Because iron is so strong that in order to join the smoke atoms, you need tremendous power. You need tremendous energy. Okay? So to join the smoke atoms together, to form steel, you need humongous energy. Now, this energy is not available in the sun. So in order to generate the iron, you have to have a very, 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 very strong, very, 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 very large amount of energy. This large amount of energy is not in the sun. The sun is way weaker.
So can you just throw a bunch of nuclear in there and then throw the atoms?
The sun is very weak. The sun is not strong enough to generate iron. So now, scientists, you know we have so much iron in Earth. Iron in Earth, in the core of the Earth, iron is 95%. And it drops to 5% in the outside of the Earth. So iron here is 95%, and it goes down here to 5%.
You should be a scientist.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay? So, now, scientists were so much puzzled. Where did the energy that joined the iron smoke atoms together to form iron? You need a tremendous amount of energy. If it's not available in the sun, then where is it? The far, very, very far away stars. The very, very far away stars. It's millions of times equal to millions of times greater than the Earth, the sun, and it generates millions of times more energy. So iron have to be made there. That's the only place where you can make iron. And you know why they are so far away from us?
Or else we would be burning.
Burning, exactly. If they come closer, they burn us because they are way, way much stronger than the sun. Millions of times bigger than the sun. Millions of times stronger than the sun. And that's why you can see them. You can see them from Earth.
Oh, yeah.
So far away, in millions of light years away.
Wait, light years away?
Yeah, light years away. You can see them, okay, because they are big enough. Now, what do you see there? Do you see the star itself in the sky?
No, I see light, like a small little...
Yes, but is that small little light, is it the star itself?
No.
Yeah, that's the light radius.
Huh? It's the energy of the light.
No. It is the star like 50 million years ago.
Oh, Yeah, because it takes a long time for
exactly.
to come to Earth.
Exactly. Like, when you see the
it
sun...
It probably died out by that time.
Yeah. When you see the sun, are you looking at the actual sun?
No.
The sun is about 9 light minutes away from us.
9 minutes?
Yes. So, whenever you see the sun, you're not seeing the actual sun. You're seeing the sun 9 minutes ago. Got it?
Oh.
Because the light takes 9 minutes to arrive to Earth... So you're not seeing the sun. You're seeing the sun what?
9 minutes ago.
9 minutes ago.
Wait, you know what? So those stars.
Hold on. 9 minutes or not? Yeah, 9 minutes.
So wait,
what is it again?
Those stars are millions of light years away, right?
Yes.
Then how do scientists figure that out?
Oh, by calculation. By on experiments. Well,
wait, so does that mean that when the sun dies... That means we'll still have an extra 9 minutes before, like, light completely goes.
Yeah, assuming that the sun is going to die. Okay?
Assuming.
Yeah.
If
so, this
I
is called, we call that, we're seeing the position of the star. We're not seeing the star, we're seeing the what?
Position.
Position of the star.
Wait, so the
That's
sun is nine
probably
light
died
minutes
out.
Away, and the stars that we were
millions.
Looking at are millions of
you,
light.
Yeah. You can imagine, you're seeing them, you're seeing them, even though they are millions of years away, you're seeing them, it means that they're humongous, unbelievably big,
huge,
humongous, like...
If you get a mile close to it, you would be burned by that.
Oh.
Not even a mile,
okay.
Your bones wouldn't...
You got it? You got this part right? Okay. So, iron cannot form... by the energy of the sun. Iron forms by the energy of these faraway stars. Then, there is a problem here, that the Earth has so much iron in it. Where did it come from?
Aliens!
If it is not formed by the sun, then where did it come from?
Was it just there when it was created?
Exactly, it was there when it was made. And then how did it arrive to Earth?
Stars?
No. Allah made it so that they come and infiltrate the earth.
Wait, what come?
The iron will come from heavens and land on the earth and it will infiltrate earth.
What's the point of doing that?
If people
so that we can have iron. I mean, it has this earth has to have iron.
Or else it's going to break apart.
Yeah, I mean... If you don't have that much iron inside, then you probably, you know, that earth, you cannot get stable earth without having iron
so
inside.
So, like, for, you know inside the core, how it's, like, as hot as the surface of the sun? How does silicon and all that stay there?
It's not equal to the sun, no.
The surface of the sun.
You're talking about the sun itself?
Yeah,
the inside of the earth, like
the iron.
Inner core.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's as hot as the surface of the sun. That's what I'm saying.
How does silicon and all that not burn in there? It's like metal.
And the sun, do you burn in the sun?
The
material around the inner core is so hot, how
mm-hmm.
does anything like stay there? Because I mean the sun like is just...
Who said that the inner core is not on fire? The inner core is like lava and things like that. They are actually lava doesn't come from inside, it comes from the crust. But what I'm trying to say, the crust has a crack on the crust and then you get the lava exploding, then you get a volcano.
Okay.
Yeah, you should be a sixth grade science teacher.
But hold on. I want to reach to a point. So the bottom line out of this whole discussion is that iron formed where?
In the
millions of years, light years away, stars, and then it was delivered to Earth. So now the verse that talks about iron says something very important. Let's see here. If we have a English Quran so that you can read it for yourself. Okay. Apparently, we don't have an English Quran here, so I am just going to tell you exactly. Allah said, we sent down iron. Allah said,
that's
what? We sent down iron. In the old days when Quran was released, okay, people said, we sent down iron. Said, we made iron. When Allah says, we sent down iron, this is how they interpret it. Like in the tafsir, interpretation of the Quran, for the people who lived in the past, they say, we brought down iron means that we made iron. Got it? But unfortunately, that translation was wrong.
They didn't make it.
Yes.
It.
That because Allah said we sent down iron does not mean that
he
we created.
Down iron. He sent down iron.
Yeah, Allah said I sent down rain.
Rain.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay. So Allah sends down things. But the iron is not sent. The iron, when Allah said something, I said, I created the earth. I created the sun. Does Allah say I sent down the sun?
No.
He says, I created the sun.
Right.
Okay? So, only two things that Allah has said have sent down. The animals are sent down, and the iron is sent down. So when the animals sent down, then you can understand this as what? As the animals were created far away and they were brought down like Adam. Similar to Adam. Adam was made where?
Heavens.
Heavens, and then he was sent to earth. Okay? So when Allah says that he has sent down animals, okay, it means that Allah... It means that Allah created animals in heavens, just like Adam, and sent them down. Okay? So bottom line is that you can still Adam, and the animals are not made on earth, are not created on earth. They are created in...
They were created
for earth. Okay. So, this is a scientific miracle that proves that the Quran is coming from Allah.
Not a cow.
Why? Because
nobody can bring down...
Who knows that? Is it possible for Professor Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to know that? Is it possible at his time to know that?
Yeah.
No?
Drilling even 5% down.
People in this time, people were illiterate. People didn't have any books in the Arabian Peninsula.
No books, no. Then what do they do for fun? Take naps?
Oh, no, they have poetry. They have poetry. People say poetry, and that was their fun.
What's
poetry?
Poetry.
Huh? Say it again.
Poetry.
Okay.
Poetry, coming from
poems.
So now, so Allah intended to say we've sent down iron, so that...
Why does Allah always say we?
Because the royal we.
That means him.
The royal we is just like
I am
we
everything.
Are. We are the Queen of England.
Oh, okay.
The queens.
Or we are the King of Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
What? He's a person, but he's saying we because
but
it's like royal. It's called royal we. You got that part? It's called royal we. So now back into the iron issue. So that is the scientific miracles of the Holy Quran. Got it? Did you capture this, Dina? So two things Allah said he sent down. Okay. Actually, three things. Rain, animals. Actually, animals, Adam, and iron. Go ahead.
What time does lunch start?
The what?
What time does break start? Lunch start?
Okay, we can ask later about that. You got this part right?
Yeah.
So that's the scientific miracles of the Holy Quran. Now, do we have Allah wants Prophet Muhammad to have a living and lasting miracle. Why? Because there is no prophet after Prophet Muhammad. And you know, when people see miracles to prove they are prophets, they make miracles. Just like Prophet Musa, when the Pharaoh said, "You're a liar," they did miracles. They did the competition with Musa. Yes. And then Musa stick ate all the toys. They have toys, magic toys.
It's all fake.
It's all fake.
Toys.
Yeah. So the snake of Musa ate all of them. They became believers because they have seen the miracle. Just like they know that this is impossible. This is not...
this isn't just a thing that normal people can do.
Yeah, exactly.
This normal person out of nowhere.
A normal sorcerer or normal magician. So, in the time of Musa, how Allah gave him so many miracles? How many miracles? Nine. What are these miracles?
Splitting the ocean in half.
Splitting the
sea.
Red Sea.
Oh, I know. Turning the river to blood.
Turning the river to blood. To punish the Egyptians. To punish the Pharaohs and the Egyptians.
Killing
so,
his son,
yeah.
The Pharaoh's son.
So, turn the... The river into a blood. What else?
Letting them go.
No,
them
huh?
The locust.
The locust.
The what?
Locust.
It was raining locusts.
Yeah.
It's a locust.
Oh, I know. The angel of death came to take. Yeah. No. Yeah.
No. What does this have to do? No.
No.
The locust. Okay. What else? The lice.
What is a locust?
It's kind of bug.
It's a bug.
Yeah.
I think it's a bug that eats like when you get when you get locusts, they eat all your crops, and you starve because they eat crops. What else? Lice. What else?
Lice.
Frogs. Lice. they keep scratching.
Yeah, I know what lice
like
is.
Crazy.
Oh, mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes and lice, what's the big difference?
And frogs.
Frogs.
Yes. The Allah will send all these signs to the Pharaoh so that the Pharaoh believes. And the Pharaoh insisted on not believing. He didn't want to give up his royal status. So he died as a Pharaoh. Got that part right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is he Ramses the second? Because that's what people keep on saying.
So Allah sent, when Allah named the surah, Surah Al-Hadid, Allah wanted us to recognize this miracle.
Okay.
There is another miracle in the Holy Quran also, which is the shape of the mountain and the role of the mountain. Okay? What is the shape of the mountain?
Triangle.
It's a pile of rock.
On the
ground surface. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know.
I'm wrong. Because the mountain, they look like a pig.
They look like a pig?
Big? Like...
Oh, they look big.
No. You know?
Somebody's here.
You know what you use to fix the tents to ground?
Yeah,
so that
those stakes.
Stakes, yeah.
I love stakes.
So, pigs are big stakes. So the shape of the mountain looks like this. This is another miracle in the Holy Quran. Is that the thing about the mountain? So if this is the Earth's crust, you get a mountain like this, and so the mountain, it's like your teeth. It's like one tooth. This is the Earth surface.
And then that is the crust.
And this is Earth crust.
Continental crust.
Earth crust. So, this Earth crust and the mountain is like this, and below it there's Earth mantle. So the mountain has roots under.
It does?
Yeah.
Plate tectonics?
So the mountain goes like this under the surface of the Earth.
Lord of the Rings is awesome.
Okay? So all ancient books and dictionaries call mountains as a pile of rock on the ground. Does that look like a pile of rock?
It looks like one big chunk of a shark's fin.
It looks like a pile of rock from outside, but how about the inside? They could not tell.
Oh my.
They could not tell that it has roots from the inside, like this. What are
it's
we doing?
Oh my.
If you run in,
you should
okay.
Oh, you go out.
Okay. So, now the question is, why do you have mountains? The answer is, if you put a piece of paper on the top of the swimming pool,
okay.
On above this in the swimming pool, what's going to happen to this?
It floats.
I mean, no. It
floats, but does it shake? It does. If you put a piece of paper on the swimming pool, does it?
Not
does
a
it
lot.
Shake?
It just like floats and then goes upside and
yes,
then back up.
Exactly. If the Earth is like that, we'll have a continuous earthquake. Right. So in order to fix the Earth crust, Allah created mountains. Look, just a second. Look, the mountain is pushing from the top. The mountain is pushing from where?
Top.
And the lava is pushing from the what? Bottom. So now it's like holding your hand. This is the mountain, and this is the lava. So it's like what? No, it's like holding the Earth crust from shaking.
It's stable.
Stable. Because the Earth mantle has a lot of movements. For the lava, it moves around. So it holds it like this.
So it shakes?
No.
So it's
my
not
hand shakes.
Shaking.
So it doesn't shake. So if you leave it, it will shake. But because you have mountains, lava up, mountain down, so you're holding it like this. So it does not...
Well, basically, a mountain is just dried up lava.
No, the mountain is to push down, the lava to push up, push down up. So you're holding this thing. Got it? Stop. Exactly right. Now, in the Quran, this was mentioned in 9 places. That Allah created the mountains like pigs. What do you say, pigs?
Peg.
For the
peg.
Oh, that's
for the steaks of the
peg.
Pegs.
Isn't that what you put on your bike?
No.
Got it?
Yeah.
Got this part?
Yeah.
So when I ask you to summarize the scientific miracles on the homework, you will be, or like mention them, then you will be mentioning the iron story, and you'll be mentioning the atoms, iron.
Okay.
So the uranium and the boom boom mineral?
So the miracle of the iron and the miracle of what? The mountains.
Okay.
All right. Then
and the miracle of uranium.
Yeah. That sometimes is useful, sometimes is not.